Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some unexpected downtime recently and should be rested and ready for the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are hungry to pass the Hawks in the standings. Starting on time and playing a full 60 minutes is essential for the Hawks here in tonight's game. Underway in Columbus, Ohio, and the Hawks control the puck inside the Blue Jackets zone. Zhudorov's got the puck at the left point, sends it down the boards in behind the net, rolls around to the right wing side where Kurashev gave it a backhand poke down in behind the net. Boquist walks into the slot and fires, and that's turned wide. Loose puck taken back by Kane, left circle, he fires, hits traffic in front, scramble in the crease, they score! Carl Soderberg with a backhanded flip, slid it behind Korpisalo after a mini melee took place in the crease. Soderberg had the presence of mind to look at his feet and find the puck, and just with a waving backhand motion, put it behind Korpisalo. Power play goal, 1-0 Hawks. Rick White pass to Brinkett, steps in over the jacket line, left point. Flips the puck over to Patrick Kane along the right sideboards. He'll send it down to the corner. Riley Nash took it away for the Jackets. He'll wave it ahead up the left wing to Grigorenko. He gave it away. Here come the Hawks on the other way. Kane shoots, he scores! Up off of a handoff from Pew Suter, a bad turnover at the Columbus blue line, and the Hawks are able to convert. Patrick Kane, after scoring the goal, loses his balance and falls into the inboards, but he looks like he's none the worse for wear, and he's now two goals away from number 400, 2-0 in favor of the Hawks. Taken back by Soderberg, leads a 2-on-1 break over the jacket line down the right wing and fires, and a bad save is made. Loose puck taken back by Hagel along the left wing board. Now in front to Kane, off a deflection from Soderberg. He fires, they score. Rebound, and now here's a shot from Hagel. He scores! And I believe Brandon Hagel is going to get credit for his first National Hockey League goal, unless this one is waved off because of goaltender interference, but I don't think so.
Tired group of Columbus Blue Jackets out there right now on that icing call. Blackhawks want to take advantage of this with a face-off win. Soderberg comes out along with his line mates.
They have one of those shots by Laine caught Kevin Lankinen in the mask.
Now a shot from the right point by Mitchell. He scores! It might be Kubalik as well. Actually, it's Kubalik all the way, who took a one-timer from just inside the blue line, and the Hawks now lead 4-3. 20 seconds on the two-man advantage. Came to the high slot to Kubalik. Right circle. Pops one toward the net. Blocked by Gavrikov. Puck came back to Kubalik. Right circle. To Kane. Top of the left circle. To Boquist. Bottom of the left circle. Fires! And was that in and out of the net?
Boquist says it's in. Boquist says it's in. They've stopped play here. And Boquist, he's going, yeah, it's in. So Boquist is going to pick up his first of the season.
Keith, right point. Put it down for Kane, right wing corner. He deflects the puck down behind the Blue Jacket net. Korpisalo out to play it around at the left wing side. To Domi, headman pass into the Hawk zone. Down the slot, here's Bjorkstrand. He shoots, and Lankinen goes down on his belly and spreads the pads to rob Bjorkstrand of the game-winning goal and a hat trick as time runs out on overtime. Brinkett picks up the puck at center ice, carries it in over the jacket line to the left circle, cuts in front, deeks and shoots, he scores! What a move by the Cat! He feigned a shot toward the net, took the puck back on his backhand and went back to his forehand and slipped it in behind Korpisalo. Hawks lead 1-0 in the shootout.
Jack Roslovic has to score here. He lines up at center ice. He's got some good hands.
He takes the puck at center ice, crossing the Hawks line, drifting to the slot, deeks, and lost the handle on the puck, and the Hawks win in the shootout. Kevin Lankinen, boy, it was a long night. Longest night of his career in the National Hockey League, I'd say, but he was able to stop all three Columbus shooters. Alex DeBrincat scoring in the shootout for the Hawks, and that's all they needed. They win the shootout 1-0, and they win the hockey game 6-5.